Verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another day. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for those that's worked for the meal tonight. God, thank you for each and everyone that's come this way. And God, we ask your hand to be upon us tonight, God. Help us, the Lord, as we try to preach this, God. I pray, God, it would encourage somebody. God, bless us in a special way right now. And whatever's done, help us to lift up Jesus. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse 24 talks about how Jesus went with him. This is talking about Jairus. If you go back and study the Bible and read from the first of this chapter, we know that there was a man named Jairus that had a daughter. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. He had a daughter that was very, very sick. And Jairus had came to Jesus basically and begged Jesus. He said, if you can just go and touch my daughter, she'll be all right. So they start on their way going to touch his daughter, and right in the middle of on their way going to take care of his daughter, this woman pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Now, I preached this before, but you know, if that had been your daughter, Brother Robert, if that had been your daughter, Brother Jackie, we'd have got upset because Jesus stopped what he was doing for us and helped somebody else. Do y'all do realize that Jesus is big enough to do it all? Amen. But what I was going to say, one of the reasons this is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible is when I was diagnosed with that mass on my kidney, and I won't never forget it. We prayed. I got anointed. I had all the faith in the world. I'm just telling you, I believe with all my heart that God was going to take care of that mass. I was going to get that call from the doctor after they did that ultrasound or that MRI, and that doctor was going to say, hey, we can't find anything. Don't worry about coming back up here. And I won't never forget it. I was sitting in Henson's Trading Post. I had just filled up with gas. And I forget what I was doing that day. But that phone call came in. And that nurse said, the doctor needs you to come up here so we can talk about what we're going to do about that mass on your kidney. And right then, I'm just going to be honest with you, right then, it was just like the devil jumped on me. But this passage of Scripture came to my mind. After Jesus heals the woman with the issue of blood, and I'm going to get to her in a minute, somebody comes running up to Jairus and said, don't trouble the master no more. Your daughter's dead. And in verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And it was like God told me, be not afraid, only believe. And y'all know the rest of the story. God showed up. Everything's fine. Praise the Lord. I'm doing good as far as I know. Hey, I might die tomorrow from something else, but I believe God touched my kidney. Amen. But that's the story of Jairus. We know that Jesus went on and took care of his daughter, raised her from the dead. Amen. And everything was all right at Jairus' house. But let's get back to the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says that she had been sick for over 12 years. The Bible said that she had spent every dime she had. Then I want you to know something. Number one, she heard of Jesus. Mark chapter 5 verse 27 says this, and when she had heard of Jesus, Mark chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 says this, and again he entered in Capernaum some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway there were many gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word to them. Can you imagine living in that day and somebody said, I don't know who Jesus is? That'd be almost like living in America today and say, I ain't got a clue who Donald Trump is. You got to understand something, what Jesus was doing back then. Jesus was going, everywhere he went, people were being healed. Everywhere he went, people were being raised from the dead. Everywhere he went, I mean, somebody was getting miraculously touched. And the Bible says that she heard of Jesus. Most everybody in Lancaster knows about Jesus. Most everybody in America knows about Jesus. I'll be honest with you, probably most everybody in the world knows about Jesus. But it's one thing to know about Jesus. And it's another thing to know about Jesus and come with a purpose. Amen. She came with a purpose. When you came tonight, you knew Jesus was going to be here. Everybody in this building, when you came tonight, you knew Jesus was going to be here. When you go back and look up the word heard, it comes from the Greek word akouko. It means to give, to hear, to give the audience, to be noised, to be reported, or to understand. When you came tonight, you knew Jesus was going to be here. You came with an understanding that Jesus was going to be here. So whatever your need is, whatever's going on in your life, whatever's happening to you right now, you had an understanding that when you came tonight, Jesus was going to be here. So what we ought to have been doing, if you've already got a need, if you've already got something on your heart, you already got something that you're dealing with, you should have already been on the altar. This woman, when she came with a purpose. I thought about, as I was studying this today and kind of going over this today, I thought about blind Bartimaeus, Brother Robert. You know, the Bible says that he was on the wayside and he heard that Jesus was coming. There you go, heard. He understood. Jesus, same Greek word, Sarge. He understood Jesus is coming. So what did blind Bartimaeus do? Blind Bartimaeus started hollering. That's a redneck word that ain't in the King James Bible, amen. Blind Bartimaeus, hey, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. He understood. If I can get Jesus' attention, if I can get Jesus to stop and talk to me, everything's going to be all right. Jesus said, what would thou have me do? He said, Lord, that I might see. Y'all know the rest of the story. Nobody lead him away that day, glory to God. Why'd you come? Well, preacher, it's Wednesday night. I'm supposed to be here. Well, that's beside the point. What are you facing? What are you dealing with? What's going on in your life that you need Jesus? You got to have that understanding that if I can get to him, everything's going to be all right. Amen. When it gets bad enough at your house that nobody else understands but Jesus, then you'll get in touch with him. Let me just go ahead and tell you all this. It might not be that bad right now, but it will be. Amen. It will be. Because I guarantee you, everybody from the front pew to the back pew to sound booth and all the way down the side down and in the middle, every last one of us has had it happen at our show up at my house. Hard times, sickness, death, financial instability. When it gets bad enough at your house that nobody else understands but Jesus, you'll get in touch with him, amen. But she heard about Jesus. Now, don't you know, she came to where Jesus was. Verse 27, and when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him. She was not there by accident, David. She was there with a purpose. She came with a purpose. She came knowing that she had already made up her mind. Look, I've tried everything on this side. I've tried this doctor. I've tried that doctor. No doubt she's probably gone to multiple doctors every year. She's been fighting this thing for, can you imagine fighting something for 12 years? 12 years. I'd have give up by then. Don't shout me down and I know y'all a lot holier than I am, but I'd have quit. I'm just being honest, I'd have quit. I know how some of y'all is after about 2 weeks. Amen. 2 weeks of sniffles and we can't even find you. 12 years she fought. 12 years she tried. 12 years she came up with every doctor. No doubt she had probably went to everybody, all the other doctors. She had tried all the home remedies. Amen. Don't nobody want to shout when you say something about home remedies. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She tried everything. But she came that day with a purpose. There's going to come a day in our lives that we're going to come to church, and we're going to come to church with a purpose. What'd you come to die for? I mean, if you say, preach this on a Wednesday night. Yeah, but you ought to came with a purpose tonight. Listen, I'm going to pick up Ashley sitting back there. Emma's already been touched. She was sitting over there smiling. I mean, she came with a purpose tonight. She came to thank the Lord and thank everybody for praying for that little baby. Glory to God. She came with a purpose. We ought to come with a purpose. Has God been good to you today? Has God been good to you since Sunday night? Amen. We ought to come with a purpose to shout and praise and honor and glorify His name. If nothing else, if you got a prayer request, you ought to come with a purpose. We're going to pray about this. We're going to get in touch with heaven. Amen. That's the problem. Most of us, we don't come with a purpose anymore. Amen. We just come. Just bless me if you can, preacher. But wait till something bad happens at your house. Instead of screeching in the church parking lot at 3 minutes till, you show up 30 minutes early. Come with a purpose. Amen. Come with a purpose. Don't you know? She touched Jesus. Verse 27, and when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. Same story, different passage of scripture. Luke chapter 8, verse 44, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood stanched. Now, I want you to notice something. She touched Jesus. Jesus didn't touch her. She touched Jesus. Now, as I was studying this thing, that word touch right there, if you go back to the Greek word, it's a Greek word that means this, to properly attach oneself. I read that, I like to fell out my chair. Oh, to properly attach oneself. When's the last time you properly attached yourself to Jesus? Oh, y'all want to come by Jesus and just do that number right there. Y'all want to come by Jesus and just barely touch him. The Bible says she touched the hem of his garment. I want you to get a prayer. This is what I think happened, David. This is just me. King James Bible don't say this, but I mean, y'all can't prove me wrong, so. I believe when she got a hold to the hem of his garment, I don't believe she let go. Now, you got to get a picture. Everybody's pulling on Jesus. I mean, this one's pulling on Jesus. That one, they're pushing him. He's in a crowd. He's in a big crowd. Everybody's pulling on him. And all of a sudden, Jesus feels a tug. Somebody attached herself to him, glory to God. I want you to understand that. I want to attach myself to him. I want to be so close that he feels, when he tries to pull away, he feels the tug of my hand. Amen. She properly attached herself to him. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 14, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were perfectly whole. John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my word abiding you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. I want to attach myself to him. Praise God. I want to get a hold to him so much that I ain't letting him go. We make a big deal about her coming in behind. But understand something, folks. Sometimes we want him to touch us. Sometimes he wants you to touch him. When's the last time it got so bad that you wanted to get a hold to him? She touched Jesus. Not only that, she trusted Jesus. One thing to know about him, it's another thing to know him. Amen. It's one thing to say I got faith, it's another thing to prove you got faith. The Bible says in verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She left home, Brother Donald Boone, with a made-up mind. Now understand something. If I got enough faith to say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. Let me tell you, I'd have knocked Peter out of the way. I'd have knocked John out of the way. I'd have pushed Matthew so hard, he ran over all the publicans, glory to God. I'm telling you, I'd have been getting to Jesus. When's the last time you had that kind of faith? When's the last time you had that kind of faith to say, hey, I know that if I can just get to Jesus, everything else is going to be all right. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, everything else is going to be all right. And I ain't got time to get into all the tassels and all that kind of, and all the color of the different tassels. But if you go back and study it, one of the colors of the tassels that they would have off of their garment was a healing color. And it stood for healing. I don't know if she grabbed that one. I don't know if she grabbed. All I know is she grabbed Jesus, amen. But she had a made up mind when she got there. How many times, let's just be honest, how many times have you and I come down to an altar, God anointed, and didn't have a made up mind? How many times have we come down and went through the motions? You know what? When you ain't got nothing else left but your faith. Hey, she had done tried everything. She had done spent. The bank account was gone. There wasn't no running down to CVS and buying no more Tylenol. There wasn't no running down there and buying no more Xanax or whatever she had to buy. It was gone. It was Jesus or nothing. Augustine said this. Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that thou mayest believe, but believe that thou mayest understand. It took me several times reading that for me to get it. I know I'm a little bit slow. So I'm going to read it one more time, okay? Understanding is not the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that thou mayest believe, but believe that thou mayest understand. Now, I'm going to break that down for you in terms that you and I can understand. We're getting ready to go into the Christmas season. One of my favorite Christmas movies is The Santa Claus. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? My daughter-in-law, bless her heart, would say, that's a classic. I told her, no, a classic is It's a Wonderful Life. She don't like to watch nothing black and white. All right, but in the movie The Santa Claus, y'all remember when he gets there and that little girl elf, little Judy, tells him this, seeing is not believing, but believing is seeing. That's what Augustine is saying right there. The problem with us, we want God to show us, then we want to believe. It don't work that way. You got to believe first, and then he'll show you things like you ain't never seen. This woman, when she left the house, Chucky, she had a made-up mind. This is her attitude when she walked out of that door, all frail, Jackie. Probably closed that door, maybe locked it. Skin just pale white, hardly no strength at all. If I can just touch him, I will be made whole. Oh, when she got to the crowd and Jesus is up there, probably as far from her as from me to Tommy back there, and she starts pushing, give out. I'm talking about no strength now. And she pushes through the crowd anyway. And she finally, she said, if I can just touch him. I don't believe she ever took her eyes off the prize. I don't believe she ever took her eyes off of Jesus. Even though somebody might have stepped in front of her, I believe she stood to the side just so she could keep her eyes on Jesus. She said, if I can just touch him, if I can just get there, everything's going to be all right. And the Bible says immediately when she touched him, I believe she got a tan right on the spot. Glory to God. Her strength come back to her. The Bible tells us that. The Bible says she was healed. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Luke chapter 8, verse 44, came behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood stanched. It wasn't her coming through the crowd. It wasn't her leaving home. It was her touching Jesus. That's the difference. She's a little bit different than some Free Will Baptists. Free Will Baptists would drive to the church. They'll get out. They'll walk in the church, sit in the pew. Special singing, get up and sing, choir sing, heaven down. People shouting all over the place. And they'll just sit there. Preacher, get up and preach his guts out and tell you that Jesus loves you and tell you that the answer is right here on this altar. And you'll get up and walk out that door right back to your car just like you was when you got here. She got healed. And it wasn't by anything else but Jesus. Amen. The Bible tells us by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Now Jesus said virtue is gone from his body. That word virtue right there, it's the word dunamis or force or miraculous power. It implies a miracle. This is the root word that where we get our word dynamite. Jesus said power has just gone from my body. Now I'm asked, I know we ain't saved by feelings. I realize that. I'm glad I'm not saved by feelings because half the time I don't feel saved. But have you ever been down praying and something happened? Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You down there praying and it's almost like somebody moves in right beside you. Amen. Let me tell you, I've been on the altar before, Grant, and it's almost like a shadow moved before me. I'm down there with my eyes closed. It's almost like a shadow moved in front of me, and I opened my eyes, sorry, just to make sure there wasn't somebody, and there wasn't nobody up there. Thank God that every once in a while, it don't happen like that all the time, but thank God every once in a while we come to church and the power of God shows up, amen? I'm talking about dynamite. I'm talking about miraculous power. How many times have we come in and somebody said, the doctor said I got cancer, and they come back the next week and they said, the doctor said I ain't got cancer. Glory to God, you had it and you ain't got it no more, amen? That's Jesus. I said this before just a few weeks ago. David said something in Sunday school about everybody in his immediate family, him, his brother, and mama, and daddy, at one point in time said they had cancer. And guess what? Ain't none of them got cancer. That's them same doctors that was taking them polls last week. If the doctor was wrong that many times, they'd get fired. What happened? Dynamite from Jesus. Virtue from Jesus. It comes from Jesus and nobody else. Now, don't you notice something? She knew it at that moment. She knew it at that moment. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. When Jesus touches you, you ain't got to have somebody write it on a wall for you. When Jesus comes down and Jesus touches you, hey, I don't have to have nobody tell me about it. I don't have to have a preacher tell me about it. I don't have to have somebody come along and say, hey, Jesus touched you. I know when Jesus shows up. I'm not very smart on a lot of things. I believe I heard preacher Todd Master say this. I'm not very smart on a lot of things, but I know when the unction of the Holy Ghost is here, amen. I know when the power of the Holy Ghost moves in. Why? Because I can feel it and I know what it feels like. She knew when Jesus showed up. Amen. She didn't need nobody to tell. Hey, when Jesus touched blind Bartimaeus, he didn't have to have somebody come along and say, hey, you can see. When he touched Lazarus, they didn't nobody stick their head in that door and say, hey, Lazarus, you alive, get up. She knew it. Let me tell you something, folks. When you're dealing with some stuff, you know when Jesus shows up. She knew when Jesus showed up. And I was thinking about the 10 lepers. And the Bible says, as they went, they were all healed. Every one of them knew it, but only one returned to give thanks. Every one of them felt it, but only one returned and fell at his feet. Every one of them was happy about it, but only one came back to say thank you. When Jesus does something for you, you know it. That's why Ashley stood up and thanked God for answering that prayer. How many times God answered your prayers and you just come to church and sit down? You know when Jesus did it. You know when Jesus did it. Don't you notice something? She confessed Jesus. Verse 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Let me tell you something. He knows the truth anyhow. You might well go on and confess it before him. He knows all about you anyhow. You might well go on and confess it before him. But I want you to notice something. And I never thought about this, Brother Ralph, until I was studying this today. Not only did she tell Jesus, she told Jesus in front of everybody else. The crowd was still there. You think somebody's going to leave when Jesus said, power has just left my body? Oh, no. They gathered up. I'm going to hear this. I want to hear this. I ain't never seen nothing like that. I want to hear this. So in all that crowd and all that multitude, she's praising the one that touched her. She's telling the one that touched her. I the Bible don't go into everything that was said, but don't you know that she probably went in, Lord, I've been sick for 12 years. Lord, I've tried everything. Lord, she had to say something about it because they wrote it down in three of the Gospels. She just poured her heart out before Jesus, right there before everybody. Somebody said, hey, that's the girl that used to be sick right there. She don't look sick no more. Folks, let me tell you something. When you start telling him everything and bragging about him to everybody, you'll see things different in your life. Amen? You'll see things different in your life. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything tonight that you need to confess? Is there anything tonight that you need to ask for? Brother Ralph, come back to the piano. All of us go through stuff. All of us face different things. Jackie's facing something different than Robert's facing. David's facing something different than Al's facing. But we all need him. And we all, let me tell you something. Let's look up here at me real quick. You need him just as bad as she needed him. It might not be quite as bad right now at your house, but you need him just as bad as she needed him.